So late last week, I got a call from Brandon Yeagley, the front man of Crobot, giving me a chance to ask them some questions about their new music and the direction of this super fun band in advance of their show last Sunday at Crowfoot in Pontiac. This is Joe Mama. Who's this?
This is Brandon. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, likewise. Thanks for having me on. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I have joined the Beardo Nation. What is up with Beardo? What does that mean?
Well, you know, when we started the band, we kind of joked that we were only music for guys and girls with beard. So that's where Beardos came in. It was just something that kind of took off on its own and got one of the best fan bases, I think. Of course, every band always talks up their fan base, but our fan base is something special to us. They're family out here on the road. We're all Beardos together.
I had heard of Crobot and I had heard a little of your music, but we went to Carolina Rebellion. It was 2017, and over to my right, down in the holler, there's something going on, and there's a bunch of people down there that were just having an awesome time. And I'm like, what's going on down there? Oh, that's Crobot. All right, well, let's go check it out. I was overwhelmed by the happiness that exuded from that crowd and just the joyousness that people were digging the show and loving it. And I instantly said, oh my God, I had no idea. I thought these guys were all about like fantasy space rock, you know.
Yeah.
But I was so overwhelmed by your self-effacing attitudes and the smiles on your faces and the happiness in that crowd. There really was a true, almost like a happy cult.
That's great. I love that. Yeah, that's exactly what we strive to do. You know, we just like to have fun. That's our goal every night, is to get up there and have fun and make fools out of ourselves. It makes it more comfortable for everybody else to shake their hips and hiney. Welcome to the Crobot Nebula.
I was happy to hear you say that you guys consider yourselves a live band.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our bread and butter. It's what we enjoy most. We definitely enjoy writing music and everything else that comes along with being a band, but we enjoy ourselves the most when we're up there playing live on stage. It's a feeling like no other for us, and we try to pass that along to any crowd that's willing to give us a chance, and we kind of have to win everyone over. I mean, you've seen me. I'm sure I was wearing some sort of spandex.
Yeah, so something
you see
stretchy.
This guy, yeah, you see this guy jump out of an egg wearing spandex. I can only imagine what your first impression is, especially if you've never heard us, never seen us, don't know anything about us.
But I think for a band like Crobot, ultimately it's the music that captivates. And Feel This, I think, is a good example. This album's a little bit different. It seems like a lot of your themes are more toward the human experience, and because people struggle every day and they look to music as something to support them. And Feel This seems like a little bit more like a human album. Does that sound weird?
Yeah. No, not at all. And that's exactly what I was going for, subconsciously or consciously, you know, with what everyone's dealt with the last 3 years. I think it was a lot of about triumphant returns and picking up, dusting yourself off and just getting back in the game. That's really what we're all about, is, you know, we figured that after the pandemic, there'd be a lot of bands coming out with some very down-sounding, you know, gloominess.
There are a few, or at least serious, you know, they have statements to make. And it's good music, but you're right. There's a little heavy to it in that regard.
Yeah, we like to have a good time. We just made rock and roll songs about rock and roll, and we really wanted to tip our hat to the encyclopedia of rock and roll with Feel This. And every song was these influences of ours being run through the Crobot filter, while at the same time, you know, having songs about perseverance and picking up right where we left off. So, like I said before about our live experience, we just like to have a good time, and we like for the fans to have a good time. So we wanted to make an album about having a good time, because it's been so long since we had a good time, you know. And I think it's all part of that. We wanted to kind of get out of our systems too, and an outlook ahead.
And speaking about having a good time, from Crobot's album Feel This, it's Better Times on the Cue.
Just When you're gone.
We really wanted to tip our hat to the encyclopedia of rock and roll with Feel This. And every song was these influences of ours being run through the Crobot filter.
Well, I'll tell you what, listening to Golden, because you've talked about it being a tribute to Chris Cornell, who is so remarkable, and the influence of Soundgarden, he takes you to a place. It's almost like you're captivated in a space, and the sound and the lyrics and the tempo, it overwhelms you, and it's a unique experience more than just listening to a song. And when I heard your song Golden, I understood that it was a tribute, but the music itself is representative, like a tribute too. There's little homages throughout the entire arrangement, not just the lyrics, where people can get that feel for Chris Cornell and Soundgarden in your song Golden.
You know, when we were writing that song, honestly, we wanted to write a Soundgarden-esque song.
Right.
When the thing was unfolding before us and taking its own shape in the room, we kind of took a step back from it, and we thought about it hard too, because I'll be honest, we were very apprehensive with calling it a tribute, because
right.
we didn't want anybody to think it was like this just genuine thing that we're just trying to put out there and attach Chris's name to, you
right.
know. But everything I've learned about that man in the last 4 years, and I've really dug deep since his passing, I thought it's my duty for somebody who's influences me so much to dig everything back up and kind of take a look and analyze man who has had such an influence on me as a singer and us as a band. And we just called a spade a spade. We hope that it comes off genuine, something that we felt we had to do, because we couldn't come out with this song and not say it was a tribute, because it sounds so much like Soundgarden. So the more I learn about Chris and his approach to songwriting and music in general, and how he started playing music, the dude was an anomaly. He just thought of things in a completely new way, and that's very, very hard after 70, 80 years of modern music, things being repeated so many times. I mean, the man would write songs and tune the guitars to the melodies he came up with first.
Right.
Never heard of that anywhere, and it just blows my mind, just the way he approached music.
But I think what you did with Golden is, you know, beyond being a tribute, it's almost your responsibility to show the world that his influence lives on, and that his influence has given life to new music. It's more than a tribute. It's almost like a legacy.
Oh, that's great. I love that. That's absolutely the way we think about it, too, is it kind of blows our minds to find that, you know, 20-something-year-olds don't know who Led Zeppelin is, but it's just because how we were raised. Our parents, you know,
right.
raised us on that. That was in our bottle. But to know that there are people out there who don't know who Zeppelin are, they don't know who Soundgarden is, they don't know who Chris Cornell is,
right.
they don't know who Motorhead is, you know.
Well, and if they listen to Q100, they know every one of these bands, and they hear them every day mixed together. But everything has a foundation, and it's always good to remember what your roots are. But still, as you create new music, it's awesome to hear you acknowledge or uphold what people have done before.
Yeah, and honestly, all these songs are really they're reflections of where we are at in time. It's a timestamp of, you know, what we're listening to as a band, what's influencing us, what we're picking back up, what's new out there. Because, you know, there's a lot of great new bands out there, too. In the world of streaming, and there's so much to choose from. And sometimes some of these bands don't pop up to the forefront for whatever reason. And you're absolutely right. It's part of our duty as a newer band is to turn people on to these bands that influenced us.
The cracks in the sky.
great bands or huge bands and then not so huge bands, when they hit on a really good song, when a song comes together and it really speaks to a lot of people, it strikes me that those are the songs that really maximize the talents of each individual player at the same time. I hope that doesn't sound like I'm overstating the obvious. And there's a couple of them on Feel This where the drummer, Dan Ryan, is playing what he really gets down and gets with. And Chris Bishop is playing something that's right in his wheelhouse. And when I heard that Jay Rustin produced this album and you guys kind of worked as a unit, I thought, is that what I'm hearing? Is everybody...
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, we made the record we wanted to make since we've been a band. And that was a record where we were all in the room and we were all vibing. And Jay Rustin's approach to making your record is completely different than anybody we've ever worked with, in that he takes a song at a time, and by the end of the day, we're finished that song.
Yeah.
We put every ounce of energy into a single song, and then we close the book on it. And it's such a great process, because sometimes it gets very stale in the studio. We record the drums for a week, and then we record the bass for a week, and then we record the guitars for a week, and then it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm like sitting around the whole time, you know, trying to vibe off everything, but at the same time, keeping the monkey in the cage, because I know I gotta wait 3 more weeks till I can unleash my energy on the track. So
right, and
it was a really great process.
But when you're there together and you're all working on it together, and God bless technology,
yeah,
but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not, and especially with the pandemic, that made things even harder to get into the room together. So
right.
At the end of it, that's what we really wanted to do. We said, no, this is what we've been missing. This is what we think the world has been missing. We need to get into a room and we just need to vibe together. And you're exactly right when you say that everybody in this band has their own individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for the first time, we've encapsulated that on our record. Dan's doing his own thing. Bishop has always been a wizard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't thank him enough for the amazing songs that he presents to us. But especially for Dan, on this record, he had a chance to really become himself and be a part of us making those songs in the room together, which was a great feeling.
I think you can hear it. I can feel everybody looking at Dan. You know, watch me for the changes. I can see that, you know, he really is leading the pack throughout the entire album.
You're absolutely right. Those are great tracks to be introduced to, for sure.
Yeah.
when you came out with Rat Child, I love the EP, Mountain is Awesome. Dig that song. When I heard Everyone Dies, yeah, it was surprising even to me. And I didn't realize when I first heard the song what the story was behind it till I opened up the video. And then I saw that you were doing a little tribute there.
Yeah.
So you had lost your dad, and it hasn't been that long.
Uh-huh.
That
yeah.
song went a long way to capturing the minds of people across all ages. I had grandmas calling me up going, "What's that beautiful song, and who's that girl who sings it?"
Oh, that's amazing. That's
oh,
great.
Crobot, and his name is Brandon.
But oh, that's great. We're even bringing grandmas into the live show.
I think it's just a testament to the musicality of what you're putting out there. And that song was absolutely stunning. And I can't imagine how hard it was to make.
Well, I'll be honest. We wanted to write a song with Stitt for the longest time because we've been huge Steel Panther fans for a long time. And then they took us out on the road with us. And we just connected with them on another level. We just really wanted to see what happens. It was during the pandemic, so it was all over Zoom. He presented this piano song to us. We were like, whoa, wait, what's this? This is very different.
Uh-huh.
You know, this could be something really cool. You know, we were hearing like elements of Queen in there,
right.
All these things that we wanted to mold this song into. Really, it only took a couple of days between all the guys getting the music together and me laying down the lyrics and melodies. It was one of those songs that just happened really easily. It was a great process of making that song as well. Like, we did everything over Zoom. So I recorded the whole song while all the guys were watching me through Zoom. And, you know, we were going through every line by line.
Wow.
You know, trying to make it the best that it can be. Which was an interesting process, but we made the best out of the situation that we were handed. And I think that's what the song has thematically is about, you know, let's make the best of what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to die. Everyone died. And there's no sense of getting tripped up on it now. Like a circuit, once you shut that light off, it's off. So there's no reason to really get yourself tripped up on that right now. So thematically and process of the song, it just was easy. It was just one of those songs that kind of wrote itself.
Well, it was beautiful, and I enjoyed it. And I think it garnered a lot of attention for the EP. So the EP, Rat Child, was that just something to kind of keep the wheels moving through the pandemic? Or did you already know you were going to be working on Feel This? Or did you want to put Feel This off till you could get together?
Well, we had those songs laying around. It already felt like a travesty to not have them released in some way, shape, form. So when the pandemic hit, it was just an easy switch. Like, okay, well, we have these songs laying around. We made with our friends and our idols. So we want these to be out there. We want the Crobot fans to hear these songs. Everyone Dies was one that we actually wrote for the EP, but the rest of them were really just songs that we had that didn't make Mother Brain for whatever reason. They just didn't fit the vibe, but they were still great songs to us and great, great Crobot songs, so we wanted to get them out there.
I really loved Mountain. It was fun to hear your collaborations with other artists, Frank Bello.
Yeah, we wrote Mountain with him. We look at things as, you know, we have something to learn from everyone. And everybody has too much, I don't know, pride or what it is to not come out of their comfort zone, if you will, of writing and not letting anybody into that inner circle.
Hmm.
We're all about it because we know there's something that we will learn in every co-write that we do. And to be able to co-write songs with our idols is just puts it a couple pegs up for us. And we've learned an awful lot from those sessions. We just thought it would have been a travesty to not have those songs released in some way.
Yeah, I'm excited just talking to you on the phone. Think about writing a song with some of the bands that you love. That's cool.
It was a very cool experience, like a pinch me moment.
We can wish on a fallout or beg for a dropout, but the meteor ain't coming soon. You can hope for the apocalypse, but read these words on my lips. I ain't holding my tongue. No, if Tuesday fire, the sky to fall down on.
Do you have any favorite songs off Feel This or ones that you really hope people enjoy?
Wow, they're all kind of an extension of our influences and what we grew up listening to. So they all have a little piece near and dear to my heart. But I think songs like Electrified,
and
Without Wings, to me are like, I grew up a huge Dio fan. My father was a huge Dio fan. And he passed that on to me, honestly, for sure.
Right.
So to hear us take that road and kind of create these songs that are very Dio-esque and Dio's brand of Black Sabbath is a really cool thing for me. I was very happy to hear some songs come out like that on for the record. And if you ask me right now, those are my favorite, and especially because we're playing those live too.
So you're feeling them every night.
Yeah. The emotions get to run through every night.
Well, and Dio's another one of those artists gone too soon. There's not enough. There's just not enough Dio. There's a lot of listeners I know in my audience that appreciate his work. And it's, again, it's fun to see his legacy in a way kind of recreated or emulated. Holy Ghost is a cool song. I love that song too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Very riffy venture for sure. That was Jay Rustin's favorite song.
There you go. Wow. I really dig the guitar work. So please pass that along to Chris Bishop that we appreciate his guitar work. Again, your vocals are stunning. There's no denying it. It's exciting to hear rock and roll with someone actually singing and then hearing some double bass. It's a cool vibe. And we appreciate Dan Ryan. And then I don't know much about Mr. Pugh that you've got on the bass. The other guy, we call him. The other guy in the band.
Oh, Tim's great. Tim's a great fit for us, and we've very much been enjoying him out here with us. And, you know, we kind of threw him to the wolves on the record. He knew a few songs going into the recording process, but he didn't know a lot of the material. So we were just kind of like, hey, you want to hang out for a couple of days and see what we got going on here? So we'll be a fly on the wall. And he just picked it up so quickly that he just started recording the songs, and it was great. It's a great vibe, and we finally feel like for the first time we have everything we need in place.
And I wish you good luck in the UK. They really like their pop music, but I hope Crobot goes over big.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and we will keep following you. Keep Q Nation turned on to great music from Crobot. And Brandon Yeagley from Crobot, thanks for joining us aboard the Magic Bus. I wish you well, and thanks so much for the great music from Crobot.
Thanks, Joe Mama. We'll see you out there.
I will let you know when I'm there. You'll know.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Crashing down to earth, I fell among the evergreens. The snow to catch my fall and keep my sins from spoiling.